Iranian women's soccer players safe with Australian police after asylum push from Trump. By Warner Todd Houston on March 9, 2026. 5 members of Iran's women's soccer team are now safely under the protection of the Australian government after President Trump's strong urging that they be given asylum. Controversy has swirled around the women since their first match at the Women's Asian Cup, now being held in several cities across Australia, CNN reported. While the Iranian women's team lost its first game to South Korea, the controversy started with the playing of Iran's national anthem. As the song played, several of the team members refused to sing along, which runs contrary to the rules Iran sets for the players. Team members made no statements about why they did not sing their anthem, but hardliners back in Iran immediately branded the players as traitors for their silence both during and after the song. When the team played next, all players sang the anthem. Sources said they were threatened by Iranian authorities and told they must be seen singing the anthem. In their third game, they not only sang the anthem but also delivered a smart military salute as the song ended. Since that first game, activists in Australia have demanded that the Australian government step in and prevent the team from going back home because they fear the women will face certain retaliation and peril once back in Iran. President Trump also commented on the situation. Australia is making a terrible humanitarian mistake by allowing the Iran national women's soccer team to be forced back to Iran, where they will most likely be killed. Don't do it, Mr. Prime Minister, give asylum. The US will take them if you won't. Thank you for your attention to this matter, he wrote on a Truth Social post. Consequently, ahead of their scheduled departure time, 5 of the Iranian players appealed to Australian officials and are now safely under the protection of the government there. Authorities have offered sanctuary for the team and say they hope other members soon decide to join their 5 sisters. Reza Pahlavi, the son of Iran's ousted Shah, praised the 5 defectors on X. As a result of their brave act of civil disobedience in refusing to sing the current regime's national anthem, they face dire consequences should they return to Iran, Pahlavi wrote. I call on the Australian government to ensure their safety and give them any and all needed support. World soccer governing body FIFA said it is monitoring the situation. The safety and security of Iran's women's national team are FIFA's priority, and we therefore remain in close contact with the AFC and the relevant Australian authorities, including Football Australia, in relation to the team's situation, a FIFA spokesperson told CNN. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.